Fort Worth, Texas, as the Bulls are ready to get started in the American Conference Championship, their opening game against the East Carolina Pirates. We are across from the Bulls bench here at Dickies Arena, and the Bulls will be wearing white with the SoFlo green and gold trim. And for East Carolina, they'll be wearing black. Youngblood kicks it in the corner to Stroud, swings around and Knox. He loads up a three. That's good. Kobe Knox answers the triple at the other end of the floor, and we're tied at three.
That just continues Kobe Knox from deep range. That's become a weapon the last five or six games for the Bulls. We didn't see it much in the early season, but Kobe Knox is starting to heat up.
His last 13 games, he's shooting 40% from beyond the arc. Pass to Youngblood at the top. Bulls down by a single point. Youngblood's got the big man on him. Hesitates, step over, crossover, floater, good! Chris Youngblood with a tough leaner. He's kind of fallen all over himself, Joey, and he still put it up and in.
My goodness, how do you guard that? I mean, he just undressed his defender, then threw it to the rim, and it went in. What a move by Chris Youngblood.
9 to go on the shot clock. Corey Walker on the dribble, gets it to Knox. Left side three, loads one up. He got another one. Kobe Knox from the left wing has two quick ones, and the Bulls definitely have the lead now.
Man, Kobe Knox looks so confident from range. It's so different than the player he was in November and December. He has added a great dimension to his game.
Into the corner goes Placer. Back to the top to Stroud. To Chris Youngblood. He spots up for three. That one's good. Well, the Bulls are raining him in from three here at Fort Worth. Two teams are 5 for 6 combined. Here's an entry pass tipped and taken away by South Florida. 4 minutes in with a four-point lead. Lead pass to Walker. His layup is good. And the Bulls turn their defense into offense.
Yeah, that was pretty to watch.
Here's Jaden Reed. Turns on the Jets. Gets to the right wing. Now back to the top to Sam Hines. He puts it on the floor. Around two guys. Left-handed layup. Good! Oh, he threw it up over his head backwards, and it went in.
What a circus shot by Sam Hines, who went hard to the basket, as he often does. But this time, the defense was waiting, and Sam Hines kind of threw it, flicked it over his shoulder. I don't think he was even looking at the basket, and it banks right in.
Two things. He did it with the left hand, first of all, but you have to be incredibly strong to go through two guys and make that shot, and Sam Hines is and was. So here come the Bulls with the lead, 17-9, 11:44 to go in this first half. Kaysen Pryor on the handle. He's going to step back, launch a long three. That's good! Wow, what a move by Kaysen Pryor right on cue. It's hard to believe he's not one of the 15 best players in this league.
Okay, Kaysen, I see you. I see you. Nice move. He, again, just juked and jived his defender and buried it from three. He's extremely dangerous when that shot's going in. Pirates on the board, but boy, they're having to work especially hard against this USF defense.
Selt Miguel, long three, and it's good. Boy, all the defenders sagged off of him after he went between the legs twice, and that was from way downtown.
Bulls now 5 of 8 from three-point range. Bulls lead at 23-11.
5 of 10 from three-point range. When they do this, they very rarely lose.
Yeah, it creates such a problem for the opposing defense to have to guard those long-range shooters, and there are many, and they're everyone from Jaden Reed, who's under 6 feet, to Kaysen Pryor, who stands at 6'10". I mean, this is a versatile shape and size consortium here of three-point shooters that the Bulls have, and when they do that and they can pound it inside as well, they create all kinds of problems. So a hot shooting long-range USF team in the early going portends well for how the Bulls are going to finish this game.
Rebound underneath by Brandon Stroud. Back the other way we come. 7:15 to go. Stroud to the basket, left-handed layup, good, and he got fouled. Stroud was on the right side of the rim, changed his mind at the last second, and creates a foul that misses. Long rebound in the hands of Brandon Stroud. Brandon already turns on the Jets. Now to Corey Walker, right around a man and laid it in. Pettifer was in his way, and he immediately vacated.
Man, I love to watch Brandon Stroud and Corey Walker run the floor. They're so athletic as big men. They are poetry in motion around the basket.
Bulls lead 27-15, their largest lead of the game, with 6:22 to go in the first half. Jose Placer on the handle. Man-to-man defense out of ECU. They get it over to Youngblood. Now to Stroud. Comes right back to Youngblood. He's going to launch a high arcing three.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that one came from the rafters, Joey.
I think that hit the top of Dickey's Arena, then went right through the net. My goodness, what a trajectory on that shot.
7-point game, 30-23, 4.5 minutes to go before the break.
Yeah, Pirates kind of settling in, playing much better the last couple of minutes. The lead was 12, it's now 7.
They've made 3 in a row in 5 of their last 7. Here's Kobe Knox, long range three. Good from the same spot. Boy, start forwarding his mail to that place because he is living on that left wing.
Kobe Knox, 3-point shooter. add that to his resume. He is a weapon.
Move under the four-minute mark in this first half. Kaysen Pryor on the handle at 6'10", gets it off to Youngblood, spun out of his hands, back to Placer. Now back to Youngblood, pass inside to Pryor, who was wide open. What a look by Chris Youngblood.
What a gorgeous pass from Chris Youngblood, who went up like he was going to shoot the three-pointer, found Pryor under the basket for the easiest of easy layups. Just a wonderful pass by Chris Youngblood.
To Azar, gets Pryor to leave his feet. Then Pryor blocked it from behind, picked up by Kobe Knox. Now to Placer on the right wing. Pryor's trailing the play. He's got Hayes on him between the legs. Picks up his dribble, finds Brandon Stroud. Spin move. He's going all the way to the basket. Uses the right arm for protection. Lays it in with the left arm. And the Bulls have a 12-point lead again. Timeout, East Carolina. Michael Schwartz was waiting for the media timeout, and he couldn't wait any longer. Pryor, they're sagging off of him. Gets it to Kobe Knox. Placer's open on the right wing. He loads up a three, splashdown, and the Bulls have their eighth made three of the first half.
Wow.
Here's an entry pass, tipped and taken away by South Florida. Here comes Selton Miguel. He's going to go right around a man, layup, rolled it in. An acrobatic midair move by Selton Miguel. The lead is 17.
Selton Miguel did a spinning, gyrating move, and
the 9-0 South Florida run. Bulls get a steal. Outlet pass to Chris Youngblood. Gets down to the low block. Now here's Brandon Stroud trailing the play. Into the corner it goes. Jose Placer. Catch and shoot three. Splashdown for Placer. He's made two field goals today, both from long range.
And give some credit to Brandon Stroud, who drove inside the lane, drew the defense in, and then kicked it off to Placer, who buried it.
1 minute gone in the second half. Bulls back up by 17. Here comes Walker to set a screen. Instead, he rolls the basket. He's wide open and lays it in on another pass from Brandon Stroud.
Brandon Stroud passing incredibly well. The Bulls will reset it with 10 on the shot clock inbounding.
Kobe Knox throws it in to Youngblood. Wide open three, right wing, off the front rim. Stroud with a rebound. He shuffles it over to Pryor with a no-look pass. And Stroud has had three beautiful assists in this game today.
Yes, you cannot tell the story of this game without Brandon Stroud's ability to not only score but make plays for other people.
Good heavens, he has seven assists, Joey. His career high was five. We have a whole second half to play. He's going to drive baseline on Sam Hines. Jaden Reed jumped him and took it away. Here come the Bulls. They got a 5-on-1. Into the corner it goes. Youngblood for three. Let's fly and misses that. And here comes ECU the other way. Hayes with a long rebound. Gets it to Felton. And Youngblood recovers and knocks it out of his hands. What a play by Chris Youngblood to run about 85 of the 94 feet.
That's one of those things like you're on a playground and you're an older guy and a younger guy and you can just take it from somebody when you feel like it. And that's what that looked like to me, is Youngblood just knew exactly when to slap at the ball and knock it out of the guy's hands.
How about that? He shot the three at one end in a 20-point game. He runs him down at the other end. Right side pass to Hines, gets it to Knox. Quick trigger three that's off the backboard and in. He was not all the way on the wing and he wasn't all the way in the corner, kind of in between. And that is a tough angle three.
Tough angle indeed. My goodness, almost an obtuse angle.
Midway through the second half, 60-43, Bulls on top.
ECU starting to get more into the offensive flow, but the Bulls are in their own flow and lead it 60-43.
Miguel into the corner, Knox loads up another three. He's got another three! That is a season-high fifth made three for Kobe Knox. What a day for him. 17 points, one off his season high.
5 of 6 from three, along with 5 rebounds and 2 assists. A banner day for Kobe Knox.
Selton between the legs, goes to work baseline on Walker. Pull-up jumper from 15 feet is good. That might have been 16 or 17 feet. Nice shot by Selton. Miguel has got 9. Brandon Johnson, long-range three, misses from the right wing, and Pryor gets the rebound. Outlet to Miguel. Crosses midcourt, drifts to the middle of the floor. Between the legs, step back, long three, Miguel. Good! He was already going to the other end when he let it fly. Selton Miguel is in double figures.
Bulls have broken out.
Here's Selton Miguel drifting right. He's going to drive right at Richard off the window and in. He took it right at the 6 foot 10 inch freshman and dared him to block it, and he couldn't get it.
There's your instructional videotape on Selton Miguel. That kind of move is what he's made a living on.
Second team all conference, most improved, and sixth man of the year in this league. It's a Jaden Reed. Goes to work on Cam Hayes, backs out. Now he gets to the elbow, into the corner, Pryor. He'll load up a three. That's good. Kaysen Pryor is in double figures, and he has yet another double-double.
His 10th double-double of the season, which leads the Bulls.
Near the midcourt stripe, bounce pass right side to Selton Miguel. Between the legs twice, he's going to stop and pop a three. That's good. Miguel gets another one. The Bulls are raining threes. They've got 14. That one was from the stockyard.
That's 8 of 8 gone in for the Bulls.
It's a 30-point cushion. 5 minutes left, Bulls by 30.
USF has put the sleeper hold on the Pirates and about to snuff out their season, leading 78-50, 3:47 to go.
And out goes Kaysen Pryor, and in comes Daniel Tobaloba, the freshman from Grandview Christian High School.
Which we have not seen a lot of Tobaloba, especially in the conference season. An imposing body that could give some valuable minutes, particularly if the Bulls are playing multiple games in multiple days.
28-point lead, shot clock down to 7. He wants to go one-on-one with Azar. He's going to step back, launch another 3, and that's off the rim. Rebound, Daniel Tobaloba, step through, layup, sitting on the rim, and it rolled in. That thing literally stuck on the front iron and just sat there. And finally, a breeze must have blown it in.
How about Daniel Tobaloba finally getting on the scoring column? Haven't seen much from him this season, but he's got to be feeling great about that one.
Bulls throw it ahead to Nick Smith, and the clock will expire. South Florida has won their opening round game in the American Conference Championship. They will advance to the semifinals to take on the winner of Wichita State and UAB, the game that will follow us. They bring the bracket out, the cowboy hats are out, and boy, did this team dominate today, Joey. They looked every bit like the number one seed in this event.
What a fun game to watch, and what a great way for the Bulls to start. They took care of business like we hoped they would. Bulls win it 81-59 against East Carolina. They go into the American Athletic Conference Tournament semifinals on Saturday afternoon.